Text number 13. Sa esha atma sva parintya buddhivir. Sa esha atma sva parintya buddhivir. Sa esha atma sva parintya buddhivir.
Galad Maharaj admitted frankly, my dear teachers,
You wrongly think that Lord Vishnu is your enemy, but because he is favorable toward me, I understand that he is a friend of everyone. You may think I have taken the side of your enemy, but factually, he has bestowed a great favor upon me. Gurudeva Gurachandraya Radhikavyaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namah. Somehow, I don't know how, perhaps because we spent the last month in Vrindavan to go over that program and chant it, but somehow, by some good fortune, we've gotten to come here today to Punjabi Bhagavan, this very, very special temple with so many very special Vaishnavas. Somehow Krishna's being very kind to us. I'd like to ask all of you a couple of questions. How many of you are going out regularly for the marathon to distribute books? Raise your hand. Anyone who's going out for distribution of books, raise your hand. And anyone who's staying back and specifically doing services to help that marathon, raise your hand. Anyone else is doing that? Good. So this temple is very famous, this book distribution. And this verse today is a very appropriate verse to contemplate in this regard. Prahlada Maharaj is speaking to Sangha. Marka, his so-called teachers were employed by his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, to give him some so-called education. And he describes their intelligence as a booty beer. Bad intelligence. The dull-headed fellows. Why? He says that they can't understand the Ratvaya Anakramano Nirupyate. They can't understand the proper instructions for the Vedic literatures for Krishna. And they're seeing some persons as their friend and some persons as their enemy. In a similar way, when we go out to try to please Krishna, try to please Srila Prabhupada by distributing books and by trying to help people in this world, even though we're going there to try to help them, some people will see you as a friend, some people will see you as an enemy. Yesterday morning we gave a class in Faridabad, and I told the story about how I was once distributing books in one parking lot in Los Angeles. It's not always so easy to distribute books. I'd given someone a book, and I was talking to him about it, a nice man. And suddenly out of the corner of my eye, I saw a fist. Some man that I'd never met before, I'd never talked to, he didn't know me, he just saw me distributing books, and he decided I was the enemy. And it was very bad that I was distributing books. And he came and just started beating me. It was very good mercy. I received some very good purification that day. Krishna was testing me to see how sincere really is. So we got some chance to show something to Krishna. So sometimes people, they consider us to be their enemies, when actually we're their friends. Sangha Marga, they consider Prahlad Maharaj to be their enemy. Even Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, considers Prahlad to be his enemy. Udharet Atmana Atmanam. Natmanam avasarya atmaiva yakmano pandur atmaiva ripra atmanaha. We have to learn to control the mind. The mind can be our friend, the mind can be our enemy. And it's this wicked mind which designates someone as maitra, friend, someone as ripu, someone as enemy. In the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, that's described very nice verse, very similar to this verse today. Tantanurjayam satrum asaya vegam aruntudam tanna vijichike chit kavanti sadvigraham atramajam Mitra-nudashina vipundi-buddha. He speaks about Durjayan Shatru, an enemy which is very, very difficult to conquer. And an enemy is Sayavega, whose urges, Arumtudamdana, the Chichike, Chit, they torment the heart for people who doesn't conquer this enemy. And who is this enemy? This enemy is our mind. And if we don't conquer this mind, then we become bewildered. Kurvanchi sadvigraham. And in sadvigraham, we create useless quarrel between different persons. And we make designations. Mitra abhisena utman vimudaha. This is my friend. This is my enemy. So, Srila Prabhupada is so very kind. He's instructed the devotees that if you love me, you distribute these books. And by doing so, we're associating with Srila Prabhupada. We're getting the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It's also something very, very helpful for all of us because we have a very difficult mind to control. And the nature of our uncontrolled mind is we see some people as friends and some people as enemies. And so the perfect medicine for that is Bhakti-shirusha. You have to go out and you have to see everyone, not as a friend, not as an enemy, but you see them as a spirit soul. If you don't do that, you can't do this service. Pandita Samadarshana. You want to distribute Gitas, but Gita Pandit is someone who's Samadarshi, who sees everyone in an equal way. He doesn't favor, oh, this person looks very wealthy, he'll give me something, this other person doesn't look good, why will I give to him? When we do yajna for the pleasure of Vishnu, yajnavai Vishnu, we have to treat everyone in an equal way. Because Krishna, he's the father of all living entities. We recently printed a magazine, Krishna Gitamrita. This is about Mahaprasad. And herein, there's a very interesting story that I'd like to tell you today. Yudhishthira Maharaj was once doing a sacrifice. The story is in the Jaimini Mahabharata. And before he began that Rajasuya Yajna, he called for Krishna and said, my dear Krishna, we want to do this yajna, but this yajna, we want to make it successful. We want to do a Gita yajna. We want to distribute books. We want this yajna to be successful. So how will this yajna be successful? And Krishna told him, first, you have to invite all the different Brahmins, Saptarishis, they should do this yajna. And you should give prasad to everyone. And when you give prasad, this act of mercy, like book distribution, you don't decide who is good, who is bad, uttama, adama, kichana, bachila. You don't decide who is elevated, who is fallen, who is a worthy recipient, who is not a worthy recipient. But you simply give prasad to everyone. And if you do like this, then your sacrifice will be successful. The minister asked, well, how will we know if the sacrifice was actually successful or not? Krishna took his Panchajanya Kamsha and put it down on a table. And Krishna said that you'll know because at the end of the yajna, if you've done properly, then the Kamsha will glow by itself. Okay? So you go for all the Brahmins. And every day they were distributing prasad to everyone, to the dogs, to the Brahmins, the Rishis, the Vaishnavas, the common people. Everyone was getting prasad. They finished the sacrifice, and everyone turned to the kamsha, waiting for it to blow, and nothing happened. And Yudhisthira, he asked Krishna, we did something wrong? Why? The kamsha wasn't blowing. And then Krishna told him, there's one person that you didn't respect. And because of that, your sacrifice wasn't fulfilled. So if we want to please Krishna by doing a sacrifice, we should see that everyone is Krishna's children. And not that some people are good, some people are bad, some people are friends, some people are enemies. Otherwise our sacrifice won't be fulfilled. Krishna told them, I have one devotee who lives here, shortly outside of Hastinapur. Maybe he was living here in Punjabi Bagh, I don't know. And his name is Sopaksha Valmika. Sopaksha, he was born in a dog, low caste family. His name is Sopaksha Valmika. And you should invite him to the palace and give him prasad, because you didn't give him prasad. So then Yudhishthira sent Bheem and Arjun. And they arrived in a small kutir, maybe this very place. And when that sadhu saw that Bheem and Arjun had come, they said, hey, Yudhishthira sent us to speak to you. You're Sopaksha Valmika? Yes, that's me. He said, but why did you come? You could have sent the Govini. You could have sent some bangi, some street sweeper, or some messenger. Why are you coming? Bheem and Arjun? It's not appropriate. He said, no. We didn't respect you. We had this yajna and we didn't give you prasad. Please forgive us. And as Sopaksha Valmika said, no, I was taking prasad every day. Very nice. He said, when the Brahmins finished taking their prasad and they threw their plates in a pile, and the dogs were going to eat from it, I was going there amongst the dogs. And I could take that plate and I would take their rajista. I was getting prasad, no problem. And Bheem said, no, this is not good. You have to come with us to the palace of Yudhishthira. And that's Sopaksha Valmika. I can't go to the palace. I'm a Sopaksha. I can't do that. And Bheem became a little annoyed finally. He said, look, Yudhishthira said, you're coming to the palace, so come. You can't argue with Bheem. He said, okay. So he came to the palace, and Draupadi personally cooked. Nice day. Draupadi cooked over 100 preparations. Draupadi, she's a partial expansion of Lakshmi Devi. Very nice preparations. So that's Sopaksha Valmika. He said, when they served him that food, he said, is this prasadam? She said, yes. In our house, before we eat anything, we first offer it to Krishna. So, okay. We offer the khanas, we offer the basis to the prasad. And then while everybody was standing there watching him, he did something very strange. He started mixing all the prasadam together. There was some nice sweet rice, and there was bitter melon, and there was dal, and there was spinach. And he was mixing everything together. And then he started eating it. And Draupadi, who cooked all day long, she was watching that. She wasn't very happy. And then Sopaksha Valmika, he finished the prasad. The basis is again, he got up and left. And then everyone turned to the conch shell. And nothing happened. The conch shell didn't blow. So Yudhishthira said, Krishna, what are we doing wrong now? You told us we didn't respect the Sopaksha Valmika, so we invited him. And we gave him prasad, he cooked over 100 preps. But still, the conch shell's not blowing. Krishna said, somebody here did some aparad to that Sopaksha Valmika. And that's why it's not blowing. Yudhishthira became very angry. He called for everyone in the palace. Ah! Who did aparad to that Not me. And finally, Draupadi, she stepped forward. She said, I didn't say anything. She said, but I was thinking in my mind, really, he's a Sopaksha. He doesn't know how to honor prasadam. He's taking so many different items. And he's mixing the sweet rice, and the dal, and the spinach, and the lujumans, bitter melon, and everything he's mixing together. This is not good. So then Krishna said, you should call for him again. They called for that Sopaksha.
Krishna asked him, so why did you do this? Why did you mix all this prasad together and eat it like this? And that sadhu, he said, they told me that it was prasad. They told me it had been offered to you. It was meant for your pleasure. If I were to eat it and eat different preparations, then I might like the rasgullas more than I like the dal. I might like one preparation better than another, and then I'll do some aparat. Because it's not that one is better than the other, it's prasadam. All of them are equally wonderful. And then he left. Well, at this point, some of you may ask a question. You may say, I've never seen any Krishna Prabhu mix all of his prasadam. Like that. We've never heard of Srila Gopal Krishna Maharaj doing like that. We've never heard of Srila Prabhupada doing that. We've never heard of any of our acharyas doing like that. And I think if you did this in the Sunday Feast program, it wouldn't be very popular. There's a nice verse from the Brahma Purana. Krishna tells Lord Brahma how he eats. Naidekam padato nyastam drisvaiva svikritam maya bhaktasya rasanagrena rasam ashnami padmaja. He says that I accept food when people place it before me, like on the altar. Without even Raman, they put a plate in front of me, ring a bell. He says, I accept it then, but I taste it. I taste it to the mouths of my devotees. So when we take prasad, and it's prasad seva, we're doing service on behalf of Krishna, and we should taste and relish different items. Or if you have a mood like this Svapancha Valmika, then you can mix everything together. It's up to you. So we should understand that real sacrifice means that we see everyone in an equal way. And it's not that we favor one person and we neglect another person. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Das Kaviraj Goswami, he describes book distribution. He's describing actually about writing. But writing is also book distribution. Jari hoi rada desh, tahan hoi avesh, sahaja vastu na jai likana. Sahaja vastu na jai likana. I can't likana, I can't write. Sahaja vastu, the simple truth. If jari hoi rada desh, tahan hoi avesh, if I see some rag and dvesh, I like this person, I don't like this person, then I can't distribute the absolute truth. This is our real purpose. Our real purpose in distributing these books is not just to have a big score, be number one. Our purpose is not just to collect money. We're not businessmen. Srila Prabhupada once said, we don't need money. Krishna will provide. Krishna will provide. Krishna takes care of us. We don't need money from people, but we want to help people. We want to give people some opportunity to perfect their lives. Because people are lost. They don't understand how to save themselves in this situation. So we have to give mercy. And we want to join with the members of the Pancha Tattva in giving mercy. It's described by Kaviraj Goswami how they were distributing their mercy. I'll sing this in the Chandra Krishna response. Patra patra vicha nahi nahi stala sta chanchana payatana kuri prema. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Who was a proper or qualified person and who wasn't a qualified person. Thank God. If the devotees, when I met them, if they were looking at my qualification, I wouldn't be here today. And maybe some of you wouldn't be here today. We should remember, we can't see who's who, what's what. Simply, we want to distribute to everyone. But to each anahi, no consideration. Nahi stana stana. I don't care where I go. Wherever they tell me, I'll go to distribute. Jejana paitaya tana, kore prema tana. In this mood, the members of the Panchatattva were distributing Krishna prema. And this book distribution marathon, this is what this is all about. Is do we want to distribute Krishna prema to everyone? We want to, everyone to get the Bhagavad Gita. We want everyone to get the Gita. We want everyone to be able to chant. Because if they do that, they can perfect their lives. It's described in the Nrisimha Purana, very interesting verse. Yata yata hare nama kirtayanti smanarikaha tatata halo bhaktim udvahanto divamyayu. When the residents of hell, kind of a little bit like some of the places we go to in Delhi, when the residents of hell chanted the names of Krishna, they attained love for him. And at once they left hell and they got liberation. There's a very interesting story in this regard. In one of our first Bindu magazines, it's a story from the Pava Purana, from the Patala Kanda, chapter 18, about Janak Maharaj. And how Janak Maharaj, the father of Sita, how he's such an exalted person. When he left his body, a divine Vaikuntha airplane came with different Vishnu dutas on that plane, to take him back to the spiritual world. And as they were going, somehow they came a little close to downtown Delhi or something, I don't know, to the hellish planets. And when they came near to the hellish planets, all the residents of Narak felt some relief. They were burning and suffering there in hell. And when the breeze touched the body of Janak Maharaj, and when that breeze touched them, they all got some relief. So they were feeling some happiness. And that time the Yamadutas, they came there and they saw, who is this here? This Janak Maharaj? And they went to Yamaraj. They said, hey boss, somebody's here, some fellow. I don't think he belongs here. And Yamaraj, he went there and he said, hey, you're a Sarvagama Shiromani. You're the best of the followers of Dharma. What are you doing coming here? And he said, this is a place for very wicked sinners. For people who cause harm to other people. And we make them suffer. We throw them into hell and they're tortured in so many different ways. He said, these people, they deserve all their punishments. So you shouldn't stay here. You should go back to this Vaikuntha airplane. You should leave this place. And then Janak Maharaj, he told Yamaraj, I don't want to go. He said, for me, I would prefer to stay here in hell. Because the residents here, they're getting some relief from their pain and suffering. This is the mood of a devotee. They're very, very compassionate to other people. Uttama adama kichina bachila jachiyatila dukko. They don't consider whether someone is elevated or fallen. Simply they want to give mercy to everyone. And by so doing, they're so very, very dear to Krishna. So Janak Maharaj, he said that by staying here, these people are getting some relief and they're feeling some happiness. So for me, this is better than the spiritual world. I'd rather stay here. We can't imitate that. When he heard this, Yamaraj, he said, Janak Maharaj, you don't understand who's here. You don't know what these people like. He said, this one over here, this one, he had sex with his friend's wife who came and confided in him. And because of that, I'm going to have him roasted alive on an iron stake for thousands of years. Stick an iron rod to his body, turn him over a fire because he did this thing. And then afterwards, he'll be born again as a pig. And then when he finally takes birth again as a human being, he'll be a eunuch. He won't have any genitals. And he said, this one over here, he repeatedly raped the wife of another man. So he's going to be roasted in Rorava for 100 years. And this one, he stole the wealth of others and enjoyed it. So we're going to cut off his hands and cook him on puss blood. This one here didn't honor even with sweet words a guest who came to him who was hungry. So he'll be dropped in the Tamishra hell, which is full of fire, and bees will torment him for 100 years there. And then he spoke about another two fellows. Ayandaram Parashyo Chair Nindam Kurvan Lajita Ayam Apyashrinokarno Prerayan Bahusastatam. This shameless fellow here was criticizing other people. And so for that, I'm going to throw him into a dark well. And the person next to him, what did he do? He was listening to that criticism. Oh, very interesting. Very, very interesting, Natal. This is the nature of demons. Like Sunda and Marka, they think Prahlad is his enemy. They think Hiranyakashipu is their friend. They designate some persons as friends, some persons as enemies, and then they listen to criticism of other people. And for that, they'll go to hell. So he pointed out so many different sinful persons, and then Yamaraj became quiet. Janak Maharaj began crying. Tears were pouring down his face. And that great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, he said, Janak, you tell me, how can these miserable beings become freed from hell? And how can they attain happiness? And Yamaraj, he said, it's not possible. They never worshipped Lord Vishnu. They never came to the Punjabi Bhag temple. They never bought a book from anyone. They never chanted or danced in the Harinam party. They never took prasadam. They've done so many terrible, sinful things. How can they be free? And Janak Maharaj said, there must be some way. You know so much, you're Dharmaraj, you tell me. And the Yamaraj thought for a moment. And he said, well, there's one thing. He said, one day, you used to get up every day, and every day you would chant the name of Ram, Ram, when you would get up in the morning. If you give them the benefit, just one of those names of Lord Ram that you chanted, then they'll become free from hell. And when Janak heard those words, he said, let all these people get the benefit earned by me for chanting the names of Lord Ram. And as soon as he said that, then all those people were immediately freed from their suffering condition. And the Pabba Purana says, Paramam Padam, they achieved the topmost destination. They all went to the spiritual world. This is book distribution. This is preaching. This is the mood of a Vaishnava. That we should see, we should have compassion for everyone. And if you think like this, it's good for them, but it's good for you. We need to give up this attitude, this is my friend, this is my enemy. We should learn to love and respect all living entities. That's the nature of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is someone who gives respect to everyone. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Ese Vaishnava Dharma Sabare Pranati Saitana Vaji Jayate. Ese Vaishnava Dharma Sabare Pranati. This is Vaishnava Dharma. Sabare pranati. Everybody, you offer respects to them. That's book distribution. Book distribution doesn't mean that, oh, I'm going to give you some mercy because you're really the scum of the earth. You're really a nasty fellow, but I'm so elevated. I'm so merciful and so kind. I'll give you my asirvad, and here you take this book. That's not book distribution. Book distribution means that we go to everyone and we fall at their feet and we beg them, you please take this. You take this book. You take this mercy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote in one article in Harmonious Magazine, the method of Sri Gaura Sundar is that as soon as a person has found his spiritual nature due to the causeless mercy of a bona fide devotee, he should give up all other occupations and just full-time chant the name of Krishna. This is what all of you are doing. And then he says that person should go door to door chanting the holy name in a loud voice so that he can be heard by everyone. He says that Krishna should be sold, should be given as a free gift at the door of all the sleeping people in this world, so that Krishna has a chance of being heard by even the most nasty, egotistical persons. In this way, Krishna goes down on his knees to get the slightest recognition of his own existence. So Bhaktisiddhanta said, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's coming and getting down on his knees and begging people to recognize Krishna, to chant. And so we're being given such a wonderful opportunity that we can have some opportunity to purify ourselves, these dualities, saying this is friend, this is enemy, and getting the opportunity to distribute the mercy of the Lord. So all of you in that sense, you're Krishna Kripa Patra. You're the embodiment, the abode of Krishna's mercy. And you'll get mercy in this way by going and trying to distribute this mercy. So this is a great opportunity. Please don't think this is some kind of drudgery, some kind of difficult thing they're trying to push us to do. The temple is trying to make some money. The temple doesn't need money. We have someone who will take very good care of us. It's no problem. But this is an opportunity for all of you to go out and become Krishna's instrument and give mercy and thereby get mercy. So I would humbly encourage all of you to go out for this marathon. And if you're not going out, then you assist in some way. You think about this. You help the devotees who are going out. You think that I'm bathing the deities, I'm staying back and cooking for the devotees, I'm cleaning, I'm doing this or that. And in this way, it's helping people to get these books. Otherwise, these people, their lives are so misfortune. They're going to go to hell. But we can save them. And maybe you're not doing a book distribution marathon, maybe you're working or doing something. Then you take one book. Or you take five books. You take one book and give that book to someone. You take part in this thing. Be very supportive of this. You'll get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll stop there. Okay. Grantarashima Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Samaveda Bhaktivinoda.